You touched on the U.S.-China relationship, so let me push that a little. Now, the U.S.-China relationship seems to have stabilized slightly under President Trump and President Xi. Both presidents seem to want to make the relationship work for specific outcomes. Do you see this relationship holding for the next 3 years? And what issues can derail this fragile stability?
Well, for the immediate future, maybe even 3 years, I think the desire not to incur a huge economic cost, whether it's rare earths, whether it's pharmaceuticals, whether it's electronics, will ensure that we don't, both sides do not wish to join issue and make a conflict. But in terms of the underlying issues between the two countries, I don't think that they have been addressed at all, nor are they easy to address, and they remain there, and they're very difficult to solve. Because the fundamental thing is the U.S. is a status quo power, China is growing, developing, and China says, well, I'm happy to live in this world. I accept this framework. But the U.S. says, maybe today. But what happens when, in fact, your GDP exceeds mine by 20-30%? Can I still be sure that that will be your position? And so the U.S. wants to keep the Chinese, if not down, at least some distance below them. And that's a fundamental contradiction, because to the Chinese, their right to develop is a red line. They have to be entitled to grow and to fulfill their full potential. So how do you reconcile that? And even if this administration doesn't want to join issue, the Congress, the U.S. Political security establishment, they see this as an existential issue. So I think the tensions will remain there. What can trigger it? You could have an incident. If you have an EP3 type incident, like happened with the second Bush administration in 2001, will it be so easy to solve as last time? It could easily happen over the South China Sea or somewhere else. You could have an issue where tensions grow, you don't go to war, but you actually have a friction. You actually have a matter which comes to a head. For example, when the balloon floated over the U.S. a couple of years ago, and suddenly you have an incident which maybe neither side intended. You could also have a misassessment of the other side. I think that I'm rising and you are on the decline. You think that I have a superior, or he thinks that the other party has an inferior system and I will outdo you and I can keep you down. And so history is on my side. Let's give history a shove. And I think that's going to be a problem, because China is not a pushover. America is, for all its difficulties, is not going to disappear. And as Henry Kissinger often said, a war between the U.S. and China cannot be won and must not be fought. But that's not something which is top of mind, I think, right now in the decision makers.
Right. And so, you know, there have been recently some stepped up military exercises around Taiwan due to the arms sales from the U.S. to Taiwan. Where do you see cross-straits relations going?
Well, we think that if there's trouble cross-straits, that's trouble not just for the Taiwan and China or the U.S. and China, but for the whole region and for the world. And so we believe that it's important that there's peace in the Taiwan Strait, that we have had a one China policy, which we've upheld for a very long time. We're against Taiwan independence. We're against unilateral changes to the status quo. The trouble is, in the real world, the status quo is never a static frozen thing. It's dynamic. It shifts. Countries adjust their position. Other countries react. Then the other side reacts to the reactions. And you can have adjustments as the world changes, or you can have a spiral which can go in the wrong direction. And I think over the last few years, the shift has been towards tenser, more troubled relationships in the Taiwan Straits. And there have been actions on all sides, although all sides say that we are maintaining the status quo. So that's very troubling. I hope that we will be able to gradually calm things down. And there's some hope of that, because between the U.S. and China, I think if the U.S. wants to avoid a breach with China for now, well, they will also be careful not to allow Taiwan to upset that. And they have considerable influence in this matter. And I think with this administration, there are many things which people have views of what it is doing, but on Taiwan, I don't think they have been doing wrong things recently.